evening and welcome to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Audrey Ortiz. And today, I have the pleasure of introducing to you a wonderful guest. And he has said yes to this interview, which is wonderful and I appreciate it. His name is Christopher Schor. He's a professor at Moravian, and he'll give you more details about himself. Christopher, welcome to Charla Comunitaria.
Thank you so much, Aria. It's great to be here.
Chris, it's fascinating how we have traveled with Hispanic heritage, and I have had the pleasure of interviewing lots of wonderful people, and how this excitement has grown over the years. Mm-hmm. Not only because we are a community that is united and we celebrate everyone, and I think that's part of what you're going to be doing during this wonderful event. And that is called Fiesta Unbound, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Chris, first of all, I always want to learn more about our guests. Tell me a bit about you and how you get involved in all this.
Yeah. Yes, you mentioned that I'm a professor at Moravian. I teach theater there. In addition to being involved with Moravian, I'm part of the theater company at Touchstone Theater on our south side, not far from where we're sitting right now. At Moravian, part of the focus of what we do is think about how theater can serve our entire university community, not just people who are interested in performances because they like to go see a show, but also how it connects to different issues in our community, different departments on campus. And one of the things that got me involved with Touchstone Theater is that Touchstone is also very, very focused on the community. Touchstone has been here for 45 years.
Wow.
On here in the South Side, in a building in the first firehouse, Bethlehem's first firehouse since the 1980s, 321 East 4th Street is the address of the theater. It's right there between the Greenway and Parham Park, between Taylor and Polk Streets. And in 2019, we built a big new outdoor stage.
I've seen it. Beautiful.
Yeah, the Barrio Stage. And we really focus on community events. Since 2019, we've been hosting an annual festival, an arts festival, community arts festival called Festival Unbound.
Oh, that's a nice, Unbound. That's a nice sound right there.
We began it in 2019, which was the 20th anniversary of a big event that we did called Steelbound, which was when Bethlehem Steel shut down, mm-hmm. and Touchstone organized this big performance in the old steel building, the old steel foundry, with retired steel workers and their families and members of the community. It helped the community process the loss of that.
It was like a loss, yes.
Yeah.
It felt like a loss, but because many of the people that I've interviewed also are connected to the steel, so... Yeah, I'm listening to the same thing.
Yeah. And at that time, Bethlehem, it seemed like it was really defined by that industry. Mm-hmm. And the question 20 years later was, if we're no longer bound by the steel industry, I guess that means we're unbound.
Wow,
right?
That's amazing. Yes, we are unbound.
Yeah. So we created
we're
this
free.
Festival Unbound to explore... You know, who are we as a community now, and what is the future? How do we define ourselves, not being defined by something else? And so for the last 5 years, we've been doing this festival that has been exploring that question.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, yeah.
See, you're listening here. You're learning that from us right now. Now, you're also involved in creating... Besides this festival, other things, what other things are you as a professor? Because I know that mostly you work with university students. Are there any other type of avenues that young people in the community also are working in a way with Touchstone or you or anyone here in Bethlehem? Because the arts is something very liberating, like you just say. We unbound ourselves from the steel, mm-hmm. and now we are looking forward other bigger and better things because we know we could do a lot. So I know that Touchstones, sometimes they do certain events that deal also with the community. I know that we have done community events in Hispanic Heritage there with Representative Sam, also with NCC. So they have other partners that work with them. Mm. Is the same here with Moravian, or you just Moravian's working only with the university students right now?
Well, we have two separate. We've got the Moravian Theater Program. Mm-hmm. And then separate from that, we have Touchstone Theater. And then Moravian and Touchstone have a partnership as well in a graduate program.
Okay.
So there are Moravian students, our graduate students, in a program in performance creation that are in residence at Touchstone. And all of their work is focused on community work and their own projects, you know, depending on the kind of their own passions about what they're interested in creating, why they want to create performances. And they come to study with Touchstone because Touchstone is known for this, for creating original work and for its connections with the community. Touchstone works with our school system.
Mm-hmm.
There's a program called the Young Playwrights Lab that culminates in an annual festival, the Young Playwrights Festival.
Wow.
Where school children write plays, and then we bring in the professional members of the Touchstone Company to direct these plays, and we invite community members to help perform them. That's a wonderful annual event.
That is great.
And we do have, largely because our theater is located in such a heavily Spanish-speaking neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
We do have a lot of programming that is specifically geared toward our Hispanic population. We do a new Spanish language play reading series. We just had a play there recently by Jose Diaz.
Okay.
And we'll have another one November 1st. And the event that we have that I want to talk to you about today
mm-hmm.
is the culminating event of the festival.
Good.
So the festival happens Wednesday through Sunday. And this is the last event. It's Sunday afternoon from 4 to 6. The festival is Festival Unbound, and this event is Fiesta Unbound, a community jam. And it's a music-focused event.
Okay.
We've got the band Herencia Jibara.
Herencia Jibara.
Wonderful band. You may have seen them at Music Fest this year. They played on Saturday afternoon at Music Fest. And we also have a young singer-songwriter named Sofia Hernandez. She's a senior at Charter Arts High School. And last year, for the beginning of our festival, she sang a song called Mars out in front of City Hall, which we had decorated to look like a flying saucer.
Uh-huh.
And we were so impressed with her that we invited her to sing a whole set at this event. So
wow.
We'll have Herencia Jibara singing two sets, performing two sets. They're a great family band. Daniel Glass is the leader of the band. They focus on kind of upbeat Puerto Rican music, a lot of fun. And then we'll have Sofia Hernandez singing her original songs as well. But the reason we call it a community jam is because we want the audience to be involved.
That's wonderful, because everybody wants to be an artist.
Well, now we encourage that. We want people to sing and dance and play musical instruments. So we're asking people to bring their instruments along. Bring it. Bring it, Aurea. We're going to put you up on stage with your tambourine.
I don't know how to sing, though. I just play the tambourine.
Well, a few years ago, we did an event called a bombazo, very similar. And it was great to see people getting up and performing. You know, some people were trained musicians and got up and did a whole solo. Other people had never played an instrument before, but they picked up maybe a stick and a bucket, and they started banging away.
That will be me. That will be me.
We want everyone. We want everyone. It's a community jam.
That is so fun. I mean, like, you know what? I'm going to be there. But that is so fun to, like, you know, people are going to so many things, you know, and it's like, you know, you don't have to go pay a therapist. First of all, I don't have the money to pay a therapist. So that community jam will be our therapy to go out there and sing and dance and have fun and get my tambourine over there ready to play.
It is going to be fun. There's going to be a public art making at the other events as part of the festival. People will be creating these beautiful plastic flowers with recycled materials. And then those will all be on display at this event.
So the same people that go there will have a chance to do that, or there's other people?
Yeah, people can still, they will have been making these flowers during the festival.
Okay.
And then they'll also be able to make them then and add them to the flower installation that will be there.
Wow, that's exciting.
We'll also have delicious food.
Oh, that's what, okay, tell me a little bit about
that. Now you're interested.
Now you're talking. Okay.
We've got a food truck, a couch potato, Ecuadorian street food.
Oh. Yes, about a person just from another church told me about them. They say that they have this wonderful, I don't know if it's empanadas or something like
that.
They're great. I never tasted them. I want to taste those.
Well, come on October 6th and you can try it. there's no cost for the event. Tickets, there's no,
for
no,
the food,
no tickets.
There's cost
for the event is free. But you do have to buy the food.
Okay. Oh, darn it. Okay.
You do have to buy the food.
No, but wonderful, because if you're going to have that opportunity to go to that event and then to go and buy some wonderful food, that's amazing. What other things are going to be there?
Well, you, Aria, are going to be there.
I'm going
to be there. And you are going to be reading a special proclamation, I believe.
I am? Oh, wonderful. Mm. No, I thank you. And I'm honored. I'm flattered because, you know, this is such a special event, and I'm very honored to be there. And when you asked me, I felt, wow, you know, thank you for thinking of me. And our Hispanic heritage this year, we want it to be like a uniter. Like, I don't know if that's a right word, because I make words sometimes, you know, but to unite people in many ways. So if I'm able to be anywhere and everywhere, to get the word out there and to give honor to those people that are also doing the same like you guys are doing, you know. And also, we really need a proclamation from the governor, right?
Yeah.
And the governor sent it, and I'm honored because, you know, I know that you guys do so much special things. And I mean, music, dance, those are universal languages. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we could speak any language in this world, but hey, if there's a salsa going, everybody moves the same way, you know? The body goes moving. And when it's food and flavor, you know, everybody's the same. And I'm very grateful for your invitation. I'm very grateful for that.
Well, it's going to be great to have you there. I'm really glad that you're joining us.
No, and before we go into it, because we have like a minute or so to go into the next section, I want you to give me just like a hint of what other projects or things are we going to be expecting this month or in future? Just a hint, because then we're going to continue on the next section and talking more about the Unbound Festival as well.
Sure. So Festival Unbound is our big annual community arts festival that happens at the first weekend of October every year. After that, Touchstone will have Christmas City Follies, which is a wonderful annual event. It's become a tradition, a Christmas tradition for a lot of families.
I didn't know that one. Tell me more. Well, you're going to tell me more about that when we come back.
Okay, I'd be happy to.
Okay.
I'd be happy to.
You have been listening to Charla Comunitaria. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News, inviting you to join me for Morning Edition on WDIY. Morning Edition takes listeners across this country and around the world with stories that inform and challenge and entertain alongside the day's weather, traffic, and local news headlines. Listen to Morning Edition weekdays beginning at 5 a.m. right here on WDIY 88.1, your trusted Lehigh Valley NPR member station since 1995.
Welcome back to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Aurea Ortiz, and we're speaking with Professor Christopher Shore. And he's here, and he was talking about the Fiesta Unbound. And he was giving us some information. Also, we discussed that partnership between Moravian and Touchstone Theater. And we are focusing a little bit more now that we finish our first segment with the Follies. So, that sounds like Christmas, and I love Christmas. Does that sound like Christmas, or I'm just kind of like, or they're not? It's not Christmas. It's not about Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Oh, Christmas is my favorite season.
It's Christmas as Touchstone does Christmas.
Oh.
which is all original. Every year, the company creates a new show. It's original every single year. It's a variety show. It has music and comedy. It has short scenes. And it's all original every year.
El profesor Christopher Shore me está diciendo, esto para mí, las personas que hablan español, me están diciendo que hay un show en Navidad que se llama The Follies. Y todos los años es uno nuevo. Así que apúntese, le voy a dar información. Continue, I'm so sorry.
No, thank you.
I wanted to let them know because they like Christmas.
I appreciate it. That runs from December 5th to December 22nd. And all the information about this show and all the other shows is on the Touchstone Theater website, which is touchstone.org, touchstone.org.
Okay. So, en diciembre 5 al 22, okay, van a estar estas presentaciones en el Teatro Touchstone, okay? Y el profesor Shore me dio el website, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. Y es touchstone.org, se deletrea touchstown.org. Vayan ahí, vamos a tener tremendas navidades, ¿ok? Voy a continuar. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Thank you. Even before we get to that, I mentioned before that we have a Spanish language theater series. And our next event in that series is Friday, November 1st. It's a play called Entre Lapidas y Mausoleos.
Okay, entre la vida.
Lapidas.
Lapidas.
Lapidas. Lapidas y mausoleos. Lapidas.
It's like, ooh, that's eerie.
It is eerie, yes. It's for.
Oh, my goodness.
It's November 1st, it's Day of the Dead.
Oh, mi gente que celebran los Días de los Muertos, okay? Hay una actividad que es para el lenguaje español. Entre las lápidas y el mausoleo. Spooky para ahí. Va a ser bien, van a estar temblando de miedo, pero es algo bien bonito. Va a ser en el Touchstone Theater. Mm-hmm. When are those dates?
That is November 1st. Friday, November 1st is by José Díaz.
El viernes, noviembre primero, 2024, y José Díaz va a estar ahí. Respaldemos los programas de los hispanos y aquí con Touchstone y con Moravian. Y el profesor Shore va a ser muy bueno y va a ser noviembre primero, el Día de los Muertos. Uy, eso me da miedo. Okay.
And the common theme here is that this is all original. Right? Everything at Touchstone is original creation.
Wonderful.
So that's, this is an original play by José Díaz. The Christmas City Follies is all original work. We have a reading of a new play by one of our own ensemble members, Matt Perdow, called Spit Out the Poison. That's at the end of January, January 29th.
My goodness, you got very creative titles. Spit Out the Poison.
Spit Out the Poison. We have an interfaith gathering on February 2nd called Becoming Practitioners of Peace.
Becoming Practitioners of Peace. When is that at?
That's at 3 p.m., the afternoon of Saturday, February 2nd.
That's on February 2nd. That's talking into 2025.
I know.
Oh, my goodness, that's scary.
Time's flying.
The mausoleo is scary, man. When I was in 2025, that's even scarier. Okay, so that will be next year.
Later in February, from the 20th to the 23rd, we have a performance called Magic.
Okay. That's not a magician or anything like that.
It's not a magician. It's an original performance. A journey through history.
Wow.
Where people will discover the beautiful magic that's been inside themselves all along.
That's powerful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there any magic inside me?
There is magic. Come see the play. Come see the play.
I got to see. I got to understand. James, we got to go to that magic to see if we could find something there. I don't know. And magic.
Then our season, as it starts to wrap up, in April, we have our thesis projects by our graduate students.
Okay.
We have two students who will be graduating with their Master of Fine Arts degrees in performance creation. So in April, we'll have those. And then at the very end of the season, in May, we'll have our 20th annual Young Playwrights Festival. I mentioned the school that we do, the program we do in the schools.
But you're going to schools, which is wonderful
years.
That you're doing that outreach to our young people. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what they really, sometimes, you know, it's like, okay, math, this, you know. But sometimes, you know, our young people become creative in math, become creative in the arts when they have the opportunity to be part of this wonderful, to be in a play, to sing, mm-hmm. to do music, to dance. I mean, those move all our, everything that we are as a human being. So I wish that there were more of that in our schools. And with partners like you guys, it makes it easier, you know, because this is something that young people need, especially when they're in after-school programming. They love this. Don't tell me young people don't like music, because that's not true. They love music. Mm-hmm. They love to dance. And I think that many of them would love to even have to experience if they know how. Because I never experienced if I knew how to sing. That's why I know that I don't know how to sing. Maybe if I experienced it before. But I did write poetry. I love to write poetry since I was 8. So that inspire me then to be more creative. So yeah. I think young people, what you're doing is wonderful. Tell me more about that. Anything else that you have? So,
well, the thing that I love about that event is that these are plays that the children have written, mm-hmm. and it's amazing to see the topics that they write about. Sometimes they're, you know, kind of outrageous flights of fancy, you know, it's dragons and princesses and speaking animals and all sorts of things like that. But then they're also talking about really serious family mm-hmm. issues. They're talking about issues that they experience with friends and family. It's such a wide range, and it really gives you a great glimpse into what's going on with kids today.
And I think it's kind of like they're taking that out of the inside. Sometimes, you know, why are so many mental health cases with young people nowadays? Because they're not allowed to speak about anything that they feel, or they're afraid of speaking out. They don't know it. So sometimes this type of activities makes it easier for them to kind of express themselves and have a voice. Because we want our children to have a voice, our young people to do that. And this
That's
is
so
a wonderful way to do that.
Yeah.
You were telling me about the festival Unbound, and you told me about all these wonderful events. Festival Unbound is a free festival, you were saying. And tell me more about, like, if they have to get tickets or...
Sure.
Or if other, you know, all the other events, if they have to get any tickets for anything.
Sure. So Touchstone has a combination of both paid and non-paid events. Mm-hmm. So the specific event that I was mentioning, this community jam, the fiesta at the end.
Every time I say
this Sunday,
jam, I feel the music. This is jam.
That event is free. There's no ticket. People can just show up at the Barrio stage on Sunday afternoon from 4 to 6 and sing and dance and make art. They can buy some food if they want at the food truck. So that's that final event in the festival.
October 6 mm-hmm. is?
4 to 6.
De 4 a 6 is?
El Sunday afternoon.
Okay. Se llama Fiesta Unbound. Es un domingo. Usted puede ir y cantar si sabe cantar, bailar si sabe bailar, tocar algún instrumento. Si no tiene, yo tengo una pandereta que le puedo prestar. Cualquier cosa. Usted va a ser un artista. Usted va a tener tiempo de ser un artista ese día. Vaya, es octubre 6 de 4 a 6.
So that's the last event in that festival.
Ese es el último evento en ese festival.
But our events happen beginning the middle of that week.
Todos los eventos están antes de esa semana. Like when it starts, more or less.
Starts with some workshops on Wednesday, October 2nd.
So those workshops is about the creation of all these things.
We have two different guest artists in residence for this festival. One of them is a dance company called Kinetic Light.
Okay.
These are disabled movement artists who focus on dance and highlighting aspects of disability.
Okay.
Kinetic Light.
Light, that's amazing.
The performance will be at Zollner Art Center at Lehigh.
Okay.
That is a ticketed event.
Okay. So they have to purchase their tickets.
Yep.
Okay.
And they can see that on Saturday evening at 7:30.
Saturday evening at 7:30 at Zollner.
Mm-hmm. Zollner Art Center at Lehigh.
Okay.
And events related to that are these dance workshops on Wednesday, October 2nd, and also a discussion about it on Sunday, October 6th. So wow. If people are interested specifically in that artist in residence, they can get information on the website. They can see the performance on Saturday evening, and they can attend these auxiliary events if they're interested in that particular guest artist company.
Can you repeat the website or phone number where they could get information again?
Yes. Touchstone.org. Touchstone.org.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Our second artist in residence, our guest company, is called Single Shoe Productions. This is a theater company from England, and they will be performing at the Ice House, the Charles A. Brown Ice House on Sand Island.
Okay.
They have a play called A Wall Between Us.
My goodness, those titles that you bring here, just like, they make me think.
They are. They're they get your attention. They kind of draw you in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that will take place on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And both of those performances are at the Ice House.
At the Ice House.
Okay. Those are ticketed events. Both the dance performance.
You have to buy a ticket for those, okay? Mm-hmm. They're not free. Okay.
So those are our two guest companies, okay. Single Shoe Productions and Kinetic Light. And then the other events are events that Touchstone is organizing, and these are events that are not ticketed.
Okay.
Or they're free. The final event is not ticketed. You can just show up.
Okay.
And then there are two other events like that where you can just show up. Those are Thursday and Friday evenings at the Rose Garden in West Bethlehem.
Thursday and Friday evening dates are?
That is October 3rd.
October 3rd.
And October 4th.
And October 4th, okay.
Those Thursday evenings, starting at 6 o'clock, is something called Twilight with Touchstone.
Okay.
It's in the Rose Garden. This is across from Nitschmann Elementary School in West Bethlehem, the corner of Union and 8th. Sort of the park spans between Union and Broad Streets, running west from 8th Avenue, right across from Nitschmann Middle School. That is going to be an event where the audience will walk through the park and encounter different things along the way, different installations, different mini performances, different activities. As they'll move through the park, and then at the end of the event, it will culminate in a light parade.
Whoa!
A parade with light that the audience will participate in.
That is wonderful. Before we end, anything that you, regarding that main event, we got to address is that the event is free, but the food, people have to pay for the food, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Come hungry, 4 to 6. Bring your instruments, bring your dancing shoes. Be ready to sing and be ready to buy some food from Couch Potato Food Truck.
Wonderful. It has been such a pleasure. Professor Christopher Shore, thank you. Thank you for being here with us and giving us this information. Our people here in Bethlehem, Allentown, and Lehigh Valley needs all these events because they're creative and they make us happy. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Aria. Please, I hope people will go to the website and see the whole festival update. We also have some events focused on nature that they can get out in the woods and out on the water. A lot of fun.
My goodness. We need another show with him because it's so much information that he has for us. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Aria.
You've been listening to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Aria Ortiz. Our engineer today is Mr. James Siprot. Thank you. You have a blessed night.
If you enjoyed this program, you can hear this episode and more, along with our other public affairs programming, at wdiy.org, on WDIY's free mobile app, on your favorite podcast platform, or live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. here on WDIY.